Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and let me introduce you to Carol Weston. She's a new friend. We've just met her, and Carol is a teen parenting expert. And I didn't know that anybody could actually be an expert in teens, but teenagers, but I'm sure she is, and she's an advice columnist for Girls Life magazine, has been now for a long time, several years, almost 10 years, and she's authored many books for young people, including For Teens Only, and also With Love from Spain. Carol Weston, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you on the show. I said earlier in the previous segment, just before you got here, that I used to have teenagers, but I love them anyway.
And, it can be a challenging time.
Well, you know, I'm looking at your title here, Teen Parenting Expert, and I wish I had known you about 15 years ago.
Well,
I would have spent a lot of money on long distance phone calls getting you to help me.
I would have been happy to talk to you. I think there is nothing more important than communicating with your teenager, and parents are right to worry about what their kids are up to, and so it's really important to figure out how to do it. And one thing that's great about the internet is now we can talk in their language, and I think a lot of parents aren't making good use of that.
Well, you know, the challenge, and I'll just lay this fundamental thought down, and then I want to get into the technology a little bit, too. But the challenge for all parents is it seems to me, and folks, I'm no expert, but I did raise two children, and they seem to be relatively productive these days. And the challenge is obviously to me, you know, being close enough that you know what they're doing, that you're able to interject yourself when necessary, but also giving them enough space, giving them their privacy and enough space that they feel like they can grow.
Well, that's exactly right. They say the kids need roots and kids need wings, and parents have to do the very tricky job of giving them both. But I think a lot of it boils down to, you know, talking to your kids, listening to your kids, praising your kids, remembering to enjoy these years, staying calm, staying in touch.
Staying calm. How do you do the calm part?
Well, when your kid is yelling, you can't yell back because you're the parent. Or occasionally you're going to yell back, but you have to remind yourself, no, I'm the parent.
Okay.
And another way, this is what's new for me, is when I think about how kids talk to each other, they do it online, they do it emailing, instant messaging.
That's parents, the new stuff, isn't it? Yeah.
That's the new stuff. And I think what parents haven't gotten a hold of is they can also let the internet work for them. They can talk to kids in their own languages. If I send my kid an unobtrusive, friendly little love note, well, we're not yelling, we're communicating. So that's
clean your room right now.
Well, no, that's right. My daughters are both teenagers. They're 13 and 15, and we signed up for MSN Messenger. So yeah. I will send her a little instant email, and it's usually not like clean your room or do your homework. It's something like, how is volleyball? Snack in the fridge. Because
right.
I want her to open the messages and feel warm and fuzzy toward mom.
You know, what a great thing to have for a parent. I mean, I would have given anything if I could have tapped out a little message to my daughter. How's the date going?
Yeah, no, it's true. But you're kind of like, you're a click away, you know, and yet
yeah.
you're not making a phone ring and you're not taking them away from anything because they're online anyway a lot of times after school. So it's a really nice way for teenagers and kids and parents to stay in touch.
Carol, do you remember the old story and how many fathers have done this? Gave their daughter a dime and said, now put this in your shoe, find a payphone if you need me. You know, we've come a long way since then, haven't we?
That's right, mad money. No, I know everybody's a lot more connected than ever, but I think remembering to make the connections positive is just something parents have to remind themselves. And I guess we would also say we've come a long way in a scary direction. I mean, the internet obviously is a place that's great for homework, great for friendships, but it can be a big old black hole too, and I think parents are right to want to safeguard their kids online. And to, you know, come up with a service like MSN Internet Software has parental controls where you can block certain sites, you can restrict areas, you can stay informed. 9 out of 10 kids ages 8 to 16 have viewed porn, and a lot of them it was unintentional. It was a kid doing his homework and you know,
came
falling
in the email.
Into the site.
Because kids a lot of times don't realize. I mean, you and I are probably, because we're a little more sophisticated and savvy with regard to the world of the internet, the online world, not so much technology. The kids are usually smarter than we are about technology, but with regard to what's out there, we're a little more savvy, and we're a little more discriminating about where we who we give our email address to. But kids are probably less likely to be that way, and it would seem to me that it'd be good to have a little education in that area.
I think parents absolutely owe it to their kids to say the stuff they think their kids already know, such as never give out your name, your real name, never give out your address, never, ever meet a guy you met online alone somewhere. And the thing is, Jim, the 12-year-old girls are pretending they're 18. The 40-year-old guys are pretending they're 18. So a lot of these wonderful romances, you know, when it's a teenager who's involved, are really kind of predatory and somebody lonely who's
Boy, that's
who's
the frightening part,
not equipped.
Isn't it?
It is frightening. The FBI said that 1 in 5 kids ages 10 to 15 has received an unwanted sexual advance online.
Holy mackerel.
I know. That's what I said. Although my teenagers don't let me say holy mackerel, Jim.
Yeah, they don't.
they jump on me whenever I'm talking. Mom, no one says holy mackerel. Mom, no one says hocus pocus. Well, Mom, no one says powwow.
Or, and God forbid that you say okie dokie.
I know. You can't believe the list of things. I'm just talking, and they're jumping on me, you know. But but actually, I mean, I do think that in our day, our parents said don't talk to strangers. And now our kids and our teenagers, they are talking to strangers. That's sort of what the Internet offers sometimes, but it's important to remind your kids to be very careful and to use a software like the MSN one that's going to help you help them have a safe experience.
Well, and you know, and I started to say we don't even have to say in our day, Carol. I know I'm a lot older than you are, but we don't even have to say in our day. We can say only maybe 5 years ago, or maybe 10. Certainly, you thought, well, you know, if I just get them home, they'll be okay. But that's not really even true anymore, is it?
Well, you know, that is kind of scary when you think about there's your kid at home, but
in their bedroom, with a computer you gave them, with all the capability that you've given them.
I know, it's true. I mean, both my kids have bedroom computers because that's how they get their homework done, and that's how they socialize. I mean, it's amazing how the phone, I have two teen daughters, the phone doesn't ring off the hook the way it used to at a home with two teen daughters, but they're IMing wildly. So, but yeah, it's really important for parents to talk to their teens about how to be safe and how to make sure they stay safe, and also for parents to really help their kids feel good so that their kids aren't lonely and looking for a real good connection. Remember, parents, that these years go fast, so appreciate them and enjoy them. Don't just worry about them, and don't
Carol,
just
hold on to that. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, folks, we're going to get Carol to tell us some things to do to talk to our children, some ways to talk to our children about some of these issues. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Carol Weston. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Carol Weston is our friend, our new friend, and our guest this half hour. We're talking about parenting our teenagers. And, Carol, do you have a website you'd like to give us?
My website is carolweston.com.
Okay.
And it talks about my books and novels for children.
W-E-S-T-O-N, right?
Carolweston, yes.
.com. And your books, give us the names of your books again.
Four Teens Only is advice for teenagers that uses 580 quotes from everybody from Homer to Homer Simpson. And a lot of girls know me for my book Girl Talk, All the Stuff Your Sister Never Told You, which I actually wrote when I was all done being a teenager and which has now been in print for about 20 years.
Congratulations. And,
well, thank you. That's my small business.
Exactly. Well, I understand. You know, Carol, one of the things before I want you to get into quickly in a little bit just about some of the things we can do to talk to our kids. But one of the things I'd like to say to small business owners, especially those of you who have young businesses as well that demand a lot of your time. I know you're focused on it. I know you should and you should be. But I just want you to know that nothing is more important than your relationship with your children. And I'm saying this from my own experience. And if you don't spend the time with them when they're young, when they're in your charge, you're not going to be able to redeem that. You're not going to be able to recover that when they're older, when they're grown. You've got to spend the time with them. And the technology, Carol, is available now to allow us to run our businesses from anywhere we want to, basically, In most cases, we can do so many things, not being tied down to, not being, you know, tethered to one place, and it allows us to keep up with our clients and go to a ball game. It allows us to be able to tap out a quick instant message back to the office and attend a dance recital or a practice or something like that. And so we've got that capability now. We need to be using technology to help to free us up to have more time.
That's exactly
to spend
right.
With our children.
And parents, I mean, people think highly of parents who are sort of at the ball games and all that. I think that there's been a sea change with that as well. So it's great if you can schedule your time so that you can be there as much as possible for your kids and make sure it's weekend you're there for your kids too. And as you say, Jim, with the technology, even if you are stuck at your desk, so fine, send an instant message to your kid. If your kid's stuck
right.
at his or her desk at home, you can still be really close. And
right.
when a teenager is at home alone, believe it or not, they do like knowing that mom or dad is kind of checking in, not hovering, but checking in. They like that.
Right. And
even
you know,
if they roll their eyes.
You know, Carol, the other thing is Woody Allen said 80% of life is just showing up. Well, I'll tell
right.
you what, with our kids, it's the way it is with kids because, you know, you don't have to, you know, I know a lot of parents say, I don't know what to say to my kids. I don't want to say to my teenager. We don't communicate anymore. Well, you know what, folks, just show up. That means more than you can imagine. Now, Carol, I want you to get into some things with us now about some things that we can do to talk to our kids about technology and using technology wisely.
Okay, well, first of all, I think getting on the same software together so that you are a click away is important. That's why I've been so happy with MSN Messenger for my teenagers and
mm-hmm.
for me. And then when I send a message, it's got to be upbeat. You really can't say, you can't nag them online or they just won't,
right.
you know, they won't accept the message.
Yeah, don't fuss at them online.
Yeah, don't do that online.
Because they can always turn the machine off, folks.
That's right, or pretend they don't see
it. Hit the delete button, right.
It should be like a little flying paper airplane that's got something cheerful and sweet on it, that they're, in fact, no matter how old they are and sophisticated, they're happy to have a cyber hug. So hug them.
A cyber hug. All right, I like that.
You like that?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the positive way you can use the Internet. And then I think it's important, as we were saying before, to make sure that they don't get themselves in trouble online. So if it's a young teen, if you're talking about some people will ask me, what age should a teenager have access to the Internet? And you know what? There's no quick answer because it does depend on age, gender, maturity. But once you let them online and they are, you know, into that big world, you can't really turn back. So think carefully about whether you want to get your kid online. They may be able to use their computer for homework, but once you get them online, they're on. And then I think the first experience can be together of parents and kids sitting down. There are a lot of services that have good programs for parents. I have mentioned MSN, and that's a good service where if you sit down with your child together, you can customize what is right for your child. An 18-year-old is going to do it their way, and they probably should. But an 11-year-old, you can say, okay, I'm blocking this site. I'm not putting you down as, to have free access everywhere.
Right.
Oh, there's something really good they've got, too, called the reverse contact list. This means that if somebody wants you, the 14-year-old, on their contact list, you have to approve. And
opt
I really
in.
Love that.
Opt
yeah,
in. You
I
have
really
to get
love
permission.
That. Right, because that means that there's not going to be some silent predator watching
right.
when you log on.
Look
when
for
you
these
log
kinds
off.
Of safeguards, folks, when you subscribe your child to your teenager to a service and that the one that you're using, too. Make sure you look for these kinds of safeguards.
Right, and some of them will allow for your being able to know where your kid's gone, some online activity reports, which I think is, you know, maybe not where you want to go with your average older teen, but which might indeed be what you want to do for a younger teen. So
right.
just stay on top of it.
Right, absolutely. Carol, we've got about 20 seconds. Last thoughts.
Last thought. Well, I would say enjoy these years. Let the Internet work for you, and just praise your teens, not just on how they look, but on who they are, because your job is to pump them up and send them out there.
Yeah. Well said, Carol. Well done today. Good job. And the website is carolweston.com if they want to find out more about you and if they want to have access to some of the things that you said. Now, you're still writing for Girls Life magazine, right?
I'm still the Dear Carol advice columnist for Girls Life magazine.
That
absolutely.
Sounds like a good publication to buy, too, folks, for you young ladies. Thanks, Carol. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much, Jim. Take
Carol
care.
Weston, ladies and gentlemen. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Floyd Hurt. Don't forget to buckle your seatbelts. Floyd Hurt is in the building. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.